The manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons, joins us on Baseball Central. Good morning, Mr. Gibbons.
Hey, Gibby.
Good morning.
So,
what's the hot topic, Jose Reyes?
Well, we can go alphabetically. So let me see, A, B, C, D. Yeah, we'll go with Jose. We'll go with Jose Reyes, John. I mean, Kevin and I were talking about this. Obviously, tried to play through that injury. Grounded out last night. You could tell as soon as he got about halfway down the bag to the bag that the side was bothering him. Are we looking at a potential DL stint here?
You know, Jeff, maybe. You know, we're going to – I know the doctors are evaluating this morning. So when I head to the park, I'll find all that out. But it's going to come down to, you know what, if he – does he need, you know, a couple weeks off? Will that take care of it? If they feel, you know what, he can take a few days off and it should make things better, something like that. You know, it's right now it's a guess.
Mm-hmm.
What we do have to be conscious of, too, though, is that, you know, you don't want this thing to turn into a long-term problem. And if it's best to nip it in the bud right now, then maybe that's a smart route to take. But, you know, the doctors get paid for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have to see. We'll have a little better idea this afternoon, I think.
Is he having an MRI, do you know, this morning?
Yeah, well, he already had one, you know, and
okay.
You know, they see the inflammation, and really what's happened there, it's a rib problem. There's just a small little tiny crack in the rib, fracture, I don't know what it would,
mm-hmm.
that would actually describe with him. You know, the docs felt that, you know what, this is he's not gonna make it any worse, we don't feel. Can he bear it, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see.
Yeah, Gibby, on the health note, Edwin seems to be taking some really healthy swings. Is he back to normal 100%?
Yeah, health-wise, Mark, he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's similar. I think last year, I think his first few games, he got a few knocks, and then he went stone cold, and then all of a sudden he caught fire, you know, at the end of the month and took off through May and set that record and things like that. So, yeah, he's just missing his pitch. And generally, you know, we talk about all these guys, and you know, being a pretty good hitter in your day, that
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't take much to throw you a little out of whack when the timing's off just a hair.
Yeah.
Makes a big, big difference. Plus, you know, we ran into a couple pretty good pitchers. You know, Archer was really good last night, Odorizzi the first night. I thought we could have got both the guys in the middle, but... And when the pitcher's on, I mean, they're going to exploit you a little bit. But I will say this, you know, I think, you know, we play our games, you know, it's always been here, the long ball. Mm. But, you know, I think, you know, we need to set a little more often for, you know, a simple single or a double here and there, too.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to ask you, 9 home runs with your 5 wins, no home runs with your 5 losses. Is there any concern with this team that they rely so much on just hitting home runs? Is there any concern with you on your side?
Well, oh yeah, you know, you live and die with that thing, and
mm-hmm.
you know, let's say you get, 500 bats is a long season. You hit, even if you hit 50 home runs, that's a huge amount of home runs. You know, it's a lot of at bats you're not getting home runs,
right?
You know? So I mean, you got to do something with that. But I just think, that's really our game. But you know, if the pitcher's not making any mistakes, if you don't give you a pitch to, you know, hit out of the ballpark, you know, you really become vulnerable. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe simplify some things, cut some things down, and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
In conversation with John Gibbons on Baseball Central, Aaron Sanchez, velocity really good last night. 6 pitches, 97 in the first inning, John. Got some good ground balls. You know, and again, we've talked about this. This turf playing the way it is, that two-seamer, that fastball can really be a weapon for Aaron. But, I mean, I've got to ask you, Shai Davidi had a story in this day. How much longer do you go with Aaron as a starter? Just because, Barker and I were having this discussion, and my point was, if you put, let's just say you put Marco Estrada in the rotation and Aaron Sanchez back in the bullpen, I think it probably makes you better than if you had Aaron Sanchez in the rotation and Estrada in the bullpen. I mean, the net gain is probably more. What's your stance in that, and how much longer do you go with Aaron Sanchez as a starter?
Well, Jeff, that's, you know, the longest running question probably around here is, you know, what's Sanchez's best role? You know, going back you know, to the off season, and you know, the big debate. Well, are we going to put him in the pen or give him an opportunity to start? And then, of course, when Stroman went down, you know, it definitely opened up that one spot in the rotation. He's made two. You know, he had a pretty solid spring training. His last start down there wasn't real good. And then he's had two starts here in the big leagues. First one he struggled. Last night I thought he was much better. You know, to be honest, we haven't really sat down and gone, you know, do we need to do this? Do we need to do that? You know, the big question I think would come down to, you know, what makes your team stronger? You know, if it's Sanchez mm-hmm. there or leaving him in the rotation and things like that. But we really haven't discussed that, you know, because he needs a chance to go out there and show us what he can do. Now, Estrada coming in last night, you know, he hadn't pitched much all year until last night. He threw three innings. I thought he looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a guy too. We got to get some work. He showed us a little something. He's got a track record. So who knows how all that's going to play out? Right now, we'll see him next week going out there to start. I'd love to be the kid myself. You know, he's got a heck of a future. He's not up to this kind of start he's wanted to get off to. But wherever he ends up, he's going to be pretty good.
John, one of the reasons I'd ask that is, obviously right now you've got Miguel Castro and Roberto Osuna doing a job for you out of the bullpen. Brett Cecil as well. Aaron Loop last night gave up the home run. Are you at the point where you have to be a little concerned about Aaron Loop out of the bullpen? And I know that he's lefty and Sanchez is righty, but I'm just thinking of kind of at the end of the day, what makes the bullpen stronger? Sanchez, Osuna, Castro, and Cecil, or some other combination. Are you at all concerned about Aaron Loop?
Last night, you know, Loopy ended up hanging him a little slow rolling breaking ball right into it. That's not normally what he does to right-handers. You know, that's I mean, a lot of times that's really his third pitch. He usually goes with that changeup or pounds a fastball in because, I mean, he's got better feel for those. And the ball just kind of just sat there, and, you know, he hit it out. It's one of those things. But, you know, I'm not worried about Loopy at all, really. He's, his first game of the year was really good. Then he struggled that second night. We caught that game up in New York, and then he's been good since. And then he's been back and forth a little bit. But you know, he's going to be one of our most reliable guys. I mean, he's very durable. You're going to need him. And you know, home runs are rare for Loopy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give up too many of them, even when he's getting hit. I mean, that doesn't happen too often, but.
Well,
you know, he needs to be a big part of our pen, so I'm not really worried about him.
Right, and you talk about track record. I mean, he does have a track record,
right?
As well,
but you're right on. We have you have some young pitchers in the bullpen. I mean, you have to guard them. That's just the way it is. I mean, part of being a good reliever, you know, and having a long career with it. I mean, it's a very tough role. You're used a lot. You're up and down a lot, and if good guys can survive that when they're young, you know, they end up going on and having great careers a lot. I mean, but it does take its toll on you. So that's always the big concern when you have some really young, you know, some of the youngsters down there. So, I mean, we have to be conscious of that. But I know what you're talking about with Sanchez is, you know, if he ends up down there, I mean, that adds one more big, you know, piece to the pen. And now you're really rock solid. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know where it all ends up, but, you know, I think you'll see Sanchez out there next week.
Yeah, give me
in the rotate, making it start,
Okay. Yeah, give me. Tell me why you think your defense has been so good so far. Because if you look anywhere on that field, they're making great plays. Tell me why that is.
Well, we got the guys to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got some more athletic guys out there. To tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pilar's he's always been known as a good defender. You know, Melky was good out there for us, but he didn't have the range, you know, necessarily. It he definitely didn't have what Pilar has. His body was beat up, and you know, it's going to show a lot more too this year for the infielders because the turf is a little bit slower, so you can see a lot more plays made. The ball's not going to be skirting through as often. So, but we got the guys that can do it. We've got some guys that, you know what, they should be defenders, and that was part of the plan. I know Alex when he's put the team together. He had his mind on some of that, too.
John, last night you had a couple of batters hit. Evan Longoria said after the game that he thought that Marco Estrada had thrown at him. And you know, credit Evan Longoria. He wasn't complaining about it. He just said, look, they had a couple of guys hit. And, you know, Estrada's his old college roommate. He was essentially saying, hey, if anybody's going to hit me, at least I got hit by a guy that I like. You know, which doesn't always happen in the game. But how concerned were you with what you saw out of the Rays during this series? Because they did Yeah, we know they're an aggressive team, but they did move you guys off the plate an awful lot, and you had some guys, or try to move you off the plate, you had some guys who were hit. Is there anything to that beyond that was just normal baseball stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you look, we've never had any problems with, you know, the Tampa team. You go way back, I guess. You know, the old adage, you know, you got to be able to pitch inside. Well, we get that too, you know, but God, that doesn't mean you can go up there, you know, hitting guys left and right, you know, when you're throwing that hard. I mean, that's it's one thing to you have the right to do it, but you got to be able to do it too, you know. And you know, that can get a little bit dangerous sometimes. That's good hard nosed baseball. But you know what generally happens? A guy like now Longoria, sometimes he starts getting hit a little bit or something. Mm-hmm. You know that puts a stop to stuff like that. You know. But, you know, that there was nothing behind that. You know, I just think the ball got away from our guy just like it got away from Archer a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's nothing there.
Yeah, Gibby, you mentioned the turf, and then we were talking earlier right out the gate that, you know, for some odd reason that this team relies a lot on the home run ball. Would the turf have any reasons for your team maybe overswinging? Because I know when I played, when I overswung, that was a problem because my bat obviously slower and you can't hit guys that are throwing harder. And that seems to be the first 10 games, you know, the problem with the Jays is guys that throw harder can't get the ball in the air. Would the turf have anything to do with that, or is that just an excuse?
I think just the stadium we in general that we play in, I mean, it's awful tempting. You see the, you know, short fences, and look back over the years, and there's a lot of home runs hit here, and that's, mm-hmm. That's tempting to everybody. You're thinking is you get a ball airborne, you got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt. I mean, that's true. And then we've seen it a lot that, you know, we've benefited from that. But, you know, there's also time, you know, it goes back to who's on the mound. I mean, if the guy, like I said, isn't making the mistakes or he's not giving you a pitch to hit out, it's going to be a tough go. So sometimes you have to change, you know, you think a little bit, you know, shorten some things up and take what they give you. You know, mm-hmm. But here's that quote all the time, they take what he gives you. Well, if he's pretty good that night, simplify it and maybe shoot a ball the other way. You know, mm-hmm. that might, something that simple might get something going.